Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Zechor LeMiriam, Perek Yud Bei Yishin, number 44. The Chafetz Chaim continues to discuss the importance of time, of Zman, using one's time properly. And he says, once it's clear to us that to acquire Olam Haba is through Limud HaTorah, is through learning. Therefore, a person who wastes his time and doesn't use this gift that Hashem gave him to acquire Olam Haba can be compared to a person whose son is Rachmal Atzlan sick. And in fact, it's interesting, he says the illness is really a lack of blood, a miyut dam, a lack of blood, blood flow is not well, some type of illness with his blood. The word he uses, the Chafetz Chaim, is Kuf Reish Aleph Vav Vav Nun Ayin. It can be read, I'm not saying this is what the Chafetz Chaim meant, but the letters can be read, Corona. Kuf Reish Aleph Vav Vav Nun Ayin. That's not our corona we're dealing with, but nonetheless, I find it interesting, in Zechor LeMiriam Perek Yud Beis, you have these letters over here. So what's happening is that the refuah for this child is to give him some more blood. He needs healthy blood. And the wealthy father of this child says, I'll give anybody whatever they want, how much money they want, to give their blood. But apparently it's not, their blood will not be replenished. The people say, I'm not going to give my blood. That's my life. That's my life form. So too, says the Chafetz Chaim, Echeina dava binyan neinu. Ata ben Adam. You have to understand, ki in tivatel eze shoyis b'chol shavu, if a person wastes a few hours throughout the week, al sicha b'teila, just nonsense, wasting his time with conversations that go nowhere. Yigro l'cho habi mechelkocho b'chayim. A person has to realize he's going to be detracting from his Olam Haba, from his life. Just like the people didn't want to give up their life. Blood is their life, the life source. Like we said earlier, that a person can't eat blood of the animal. It's the life of the animal. It's the neshama of the animal. We have to realize that Limud HaTorah is the life of a person, the Olam Haba. Chafetz Chaim tells us that unfortunately people will be very embarrassed if they don't improve themselves here in this world at this time when they have an opportunity to acquire Olam Haba. They'll get up, they'll see these other people with this tremendous lots of mansions and fortune and wealth of Olam Haba. We say these mansions just to give an understanding of what we can compare it to in this world. We don't know what it is. But a person doesn't use his time properly to acquire Olam Haba, and he sees all of the other people in Olam Haba, they have all these great wealth, spiritual wealth, be a tremendous busha. He says, yes, it's possible a person can work with Yisachar Zvulun. He could use of his money, and make a deal with the Talmud Chacham that I'm going to get a schar, a schus, from your learning. That's only when they're learning. Now when they're learning, he doesn't have the schus. A person has to make sure he's learning himself on a regular basis, always climbing the ladder. Is he learning Mishnayos? Is he learning Halacha? Is he learning Shmir Saloshin? Whatever he's doing, he has to make sure he's doing something, acquiring more Torah.